Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 24th day of September 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother, John D., United States Marine, fighting for tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in the *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself. Well, it is currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was warmer this morning. I mean, it was like 57 degrees when I got this morning. So we're looking at, we're going to have a little heat wave come through here, I think. And it's supposed to be bad for fires. And I got some, my sister-in-law drove over to Medford yesterday, and she took some pictures of the fire. Yeah, you're there, John. And she took some pictures of the fire, and, what destruction. Sickening. Sickening to look at. Anyway, how's weather today out there? Nazi joys today, John.
Well, that wasn't me. That was somebody else, apparently.
Oh, really?
Making a little bit
of noise.
About that. But the weather out here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 120 feet above sea level, mean is currently 74 degrees, 60% humidity, mostly cloudy skies, so that is keeping the sun from baking me when I go out there to do a little bit of work. And other than that, it's kind of a pleasant day, except for the tyranny that keeps raining down on us.
Yeah, that tyranny, I don't think it's like the climate, it doesn't change. It just keeps getting more intense. Anyway, so is there anything in particular in that realm of the tyranny that is irking your ass today?
Well, I think I'm going to move down to Florida, Henry. Now I'm seriously considering, you know, just getting out of Nazi Jersey and go to Florida because, according to one of these articles, Florida is going to issue Florida Stands with Israel license plates. And you know how badly I want one of those.
Oh, son of a bitch. You think you could get me one?
Well, what I'll do, Henry, is I'll register my car, get the plate, and it'll have its little moniker in there, Stands with Israel. And then I'll claim it's stolen and mail it to you and go get another one.
Man, cool, man. I'll pay for the whole fucking trip.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Don't worry, Henry.
Check out the first article I have up here. Trump said Jews are only in it for themselves. And stick together, according to a new report.
Oh, well, Henry, you know, the last 2,000 years of history hasn't taught us a fucking thing.
I don't reckon it has, but I mean, that was the last headline I expected to see this morning. It's the truth. I mean, and he is the king of the Jews. I mean, I heard him say it. I mean, I heard him declare him their king. So anything he's talking about, I guess he's talking about himself. I don't know. I thought we'd look at it and you're good for a laugh, if nothing else. But, I mean, this son of a bitch, he's liable next week to promise to get us to get rid of all the Jews out of our country and build a wall between us and Israel.
Well, is that to keep Israel out or to keep us in?
Well, it's to keep those Israelis out, those dirty, well, they stick together. Yeah, they do stick together. I mean, that's their forte, man. I mean, they're the click of all clicks, and I mean, in here, you know, is it a religion? Is it a race? Is it Zionism? I don't know. We're gonna discuss it.
Isn't that why they've been kicked out of, 500 countries over the last 700 years is because they refuse to assimilate?
Well, yeah. Well, that's why that we're all supposed to assimilate with a piss hole over in the fucking Middle East, man. You assimilate and get down on your goddamn knees and kiss that Jew ring, buddy, and be a good subject and be a good goyim. You ain't got no
soul.
Well,
I'm going to make sure I've got my slave mask on when I do it, Henry.
I will too, John. Hey, man, a slave mask with what did you say wasn't going to be on them license plates?
Oh, yeah. Florida stands with Israel. That's what's going to say on their plates, supposedly.
I'll put mine, Henry stands with Israel, on my mask.
Now, see, if that ever happened, Henry, I would know. I would know that one night the black SUV pulled up in front of your house, you disappeared, and the genetic double was put in your place.
Oh, fuck, too, man. It'd be an alien coming through my roof. We'll check it out when we get back, bro.
Go to his head. His wife's aggravation. You soon end up dead. That's the same old story. Same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story. Same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser. You played with my gun. No smooth face and lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And JD. Right on. Here we go. Trump said Jews are only, quote, only in it for themselves and, quote, stick together, according to a new report. Somebody discovered.
No, wait. When did he supposedly say this? Was this something that was said 20 or 30 years ago and they're just making it sound like it was said yesterday?
No, I think it's they're trying to say like Wednesday or something here. I think it's in the first paragraph.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so here we go. From Yahoo News, President Donald Trump reportedly suggested that Jews have a loyalty to their religion above other interests, repeating an accusation that has long been used to stoke anti-Semitism. Jews are only in it for themselves and stick together, Trump said in front of officials in his administration, according to a new report from the Washington Post on Wednesday. More than two dozen current and former Trump administration officials spoke with the Post about the president's views on race and described racist remarks they said he made while in office. The president's characterization of Jews occurred after he got off the phone with Jewish lawmakers and lawmakers, the official said. Trump has made similar statements about Jewish people, including during a conference call last week with American Jews when he said, "We love your country," referring to Israel. Now, explain that, what I just read to you. How was that? We love your country. We love your country. Trump has made similar statements about Jewish people, including during a conference call last week with American Jews when he said, "We love your country," referring to Israel. Well, that's anti-Semitic as it gets. I'm thinking about, you know, their new war accord they just had there with Momar and the United Arab Emirate and Netanyahu out there with almost giddy as a schoolgirl. I swear to God, I thought he was going to turn around and put a lip locker right on old Trump, man. But this.
Did you see the love light in their eyes?
Yeah, oh, it was a glow. It was a glow. He also told an audience of Jewish Americans that Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, your prime minister, and called Jews who are Democrats. Well, now, see, he told an audience, Americans, that Israel leader Benjamin Netanyahu is your prime minister. Oh, that's the quotation. And called Jews who are Democrats disloyal. The idea that Jews hold a greater allegiance to their religion than their own, no, they hold a greater allegiance to mammon, to the money, than they do to, I mean, I'm sure they'd sell their own fucking mother for $2. The idea that Jews hold a greater allegiance to their religion than their own country, otherwise known as dual loyalty. Well, I mean, you know, here you got him talking about a religion. It is a religious fucking, well, it ain't a country. It's a institution. It's a, what the hell do you always call it? A terrorist organization, whatever the hell it is. I mean, that is their religion, ain't it? I mean, I'm getting confused.
It's an occupation force is what it is.
Well, yeah, it's that,
and they say it clearly, you know, in occupied West Bank and occupied Gaza Strip. I mean, they freely admit it.
Oh, well, hell yes. But I love this, man. The idea that Jews could hold a greater alliance, allegiance to their religion than their own country, otherwise known as dual loyalty, is widely believed to be anti-Semitic. Is that like you know, the ones that are holding dual passports and serving in what's supposed to be our government, which ain't our government, which is, of course, the unlawful corporation? Wouldn't that be a dual loyalty kind of thing, too? I don't know. And many American Jews have condemned Trump's insinuations and pointed to the history of violence and persecution, that's the word I'm looking for, persecution that Jews have faced as evidence of what such rhetoric can lead to. The Washington Post also reported clashes between Trump and some of his senior officials over his comments following the infamous Unite the Right rally that took place in Charlottesville. So you're talking about something, these are years ago. I mean, this is at the beginning, that Charlottesville and Virginia thing was. In August 2017, hundreds of neo-Nazis and white supremacists stormed the college town and were soon met by counter-protesters, leading to violence that left many injured and one person dead. I think, you know, Trump has gone so far. He has on publicly, you know, right in front of God and everybody, has shoved his head so far up Netanyahu's ass that it's tickling. You know, it's tickling his ears. It's tickling Netanyahu's ears. That's why he's danced around on the stage. I mean, it's like I see, it was like a little fucking girl who just got her fucking a pony for her birthday. I mean, it was unbelievable. But I mean, what are they trying to play? They know that, you know, the fucking people out here, the ones that call themselves conservatives, you know, you got your Judeo-Christians, they're going to be there anyhow. Of course, they're going to vote for whoever the Jew tells them to. But, I mean, what he is missing in his whole fucking game here is what he had the first time around, and that was, I'm going to get rid of every one of the illegals. And put a wall, and I'll put up a wall, and Mexico's gonna pay for it. And you guys are gonna have all the jobs. You're gonna be so fucking wealthy. Everything's gonna be wonderful. See, that's what he's missing in the people.
Now, wait, are you sure that Trump said that?
Huh? I don't know. That's what.
Are you sure that Trump said that he was gonna kick the illegals out? I can't remember any such statement
being
made.
Let me check my records here, man. Let me look here. Let me see. Here's one.
My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
That must have been the one I was thinking about. Or there's a few other ones
out there. Well, I guess you're right, Henry.
So like I said, maybe he'll, you know, promise to get rid of all the Jews out of the country. All of the, you know, they stick together. They'll all want to be, you know, like these ones that come here on the chain migration.
That's Trump speak for he's going to let more in.
Well, that's what I'm frightened of, actually, to tell you the truth. Because, I mean, them saying that, you know, that he's talking bad about the Jews is as ridiculous as him saying he's going to kick all the foreigners out of this fucking country. He's a filthy, rich, fucking international real estate mogul. And he likes fucking slave labor. And, I mean, that always got me from the beginning, man. How could people look at somebody who's, you know, filed bankruptcy on 9 times on billions of dollars and come out of it with billions of dollars in his pocket and think he's an all right guy? And he stands up there with all the gall in the world, stands up there and tells you how crooked the president, the corporation is. He isn't going to call it that, but the corporation is. He talks about how they take bribes, and he knows because he's been bribing them. I don't know. Isn't that supposed to be against the law? And he's up there confessing, and he's going to stop that too. And no more of this shit. You know, we're cleaning out the swamp, man. All the swamp creatures are going to go. And then you know, here comes Kushner, his son-in-law. The puppet master with his hand up his Trump's ass, and then Steve Mnuchin, the head at CEO of Goldman Sachs, is your fucking treasurer. Salute. This scares the hell out of me, to tell you the truth, John.
Well, putting Mnuchin in charge of the treasury, isn't that kind of like putting the fox in charge of the hen house? In fact, we're just going to actually pluck the chickens and smear them with barbecue sauce and then put Mnuchin in charge.
There you go. Henry, when I
saw that article first posted this morning, that one about Trump, you know, and he's, you know, supposedly bashing the Jews. I took it personally. I thought he's just trying to get all of us that are unregistered to go out and vote because he's got to know we hate the, you know, whole.
Well, that's what got him in last time. That's kind of where I was headed with it, Katie. You know, with this thing, I'm going to clear all the illegals out of this country. I laughed the first time he said it. Bullshit. Bullshit, you are, rich man. You're not going to get rid of your goddamn slaves. You are telling me a fucking lie. And you're lying. And
now,
Henry, isn't
that what the safety valve does?
Well, the safety valve, hell, man. I mean, no, he was a ringer that was put in. I mean, he was slipped in through the side door, man. Nobody's seen that son of a bitch coming. I mean, the Mitt Romney thing and Obama, because Obama was supposed to go the whole 8 years it made logical sense. You know, they're going to put up the fucking head of Bain Capital after the country was just raped for, you know, $20 trillion through the derivatives fraud. And the guy that was running, moving the corporations out of the United States, they're going to put him up against Obama. And, you know, I used to think about all the dirty shit that Trump has done, you know, to the people who actually went out and registered because they thought they were going to get their country back. He was going to give the country back to the people. And all of them people have fucking, you know, they're not going to come out and fucking do this again. We look like the fucking fools. I mean, they probably felt they were people that never registered to vote, but it was like, man, there's a chance here, man. Maybe. And then there's people like us out here going, you fucking stupid ass fool. You're not only a fool, but you're a goddamn traitor. This is a fucking corporation.
Yeah, you know, Sheldon Adelson, he's going to send 50 mil to Trump's reselection is what I call it. And also too, the other day I was at the store and talking to some folks that I rarely see unless I bump into them at the store. But anyway, they're talking about Trump, this and that, and the guy goes, well, you know, he's done a lot of things that you know, the people don't know about. There's a lot of really good things. Thinking, really? The braggart that he is, why isn't he bragging about it? I mean, just goofy. People are goofy.
Well, the comparison with Romney running against Obama, I mean, who is the only son of a bitch that could not beat fucking Donald Trump? Oh, Joe Biden!
Oh God!
I mean, I mean, the guy doesn't know where he is half the time, and when he does pop into fucking reality, there's a little kid there he's fondling. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is just a fucking setup. Trump's going forth, man. He has accomplished so much for the fucking filthy rich of this fucking world, not just of this country, but the international corporate filthy rich fucking mafia elite. And for the fucking Jews. I mean, for Jerusalem, put our embassy in Jerusalem, declared the Golan Heights and the Golan Heights to be just declared it that that's a Jewish territory. Like he's the fucking king of the world. And then they come on the television and I watch him declare him to be the king of the fucking Jews. And then they throw an article in here like this. What's this supposed to fucking change somebody's mind about him? Like you said, it's ridiculous. I mean, that son of a bitch is the biggest Jew-ass sucking piece of shit I've ever seen in my whole life. He has made it, I mean, he goes out there and worships at fucking Netanyahu's feet. And Netanyahu, man, I swear, just I'd look at him as like a giddy little girl who just got a pony for Christmas. And they're talking, you know, this big peace deal. This peace deal involving fucking F-35s. I mean, that was a goddamn arms deal, is what it was. And they did an arms deal right in front of us, and people are out there, peace deal. Well, what the fuck do you need the F-35s for then? Everybody's going to be happy. They're just for fireworks, that's all. But, I mean, the article goes on. The idea that Jews hold a greater allegiance to their religion than their own country, otherwise known as dual loyalty, is widely believed to be anti-Semitic. Many American Jews have condemned Trump's institutions and, insinuations, I'm sorry, and pointed to the history of violence and persecution that Jews have faced. Boy, they've sure been persecuted in my country. The son of a bitches enjoy the highest standard of living of any other fucking, we're not supposed to be grouped out into groups, but we are grouped out into groups. You got the working poor, you got the middle class, you got, the blacks, the whites, the browns, the yellows. I mean, in every way that they could divide us as a people, they have done it. But as a minority group, they enjoy the highest standard of living than fucking, well, us white privileged folk. I think there's Jewish privilege going up. That's anti-Semitic. The Washington Post also reported clashes between Trump and some of his senior officials over his comments following the infamous Unite the Right rally that took place in Charlottesville, Virginia in August 2017. Hundreds of neo-Nazis and white supremacists stormed the college town and were soon met by counter-protesters, leading to violence that left many injured and one person dead. Trump later said that there were, quote, fine people on both sides. I just love everybody. Gary Cohen, the White House economic advisor, talk about fucking dual loyalties. I guarantee you that son of a bitch has got two passports in his pocket. Economic advisor at the time had an intense exchange with Trump following that statement, the Post reported. Not only did you say it, you continue to double down on it. Well, that's because he wants the votes of all of these fucking stupid-ass rednecks that'll go out there and put on a red fucking hat, dunce hat, and pretend like there is something like there is some kind of fucking it's for the Constitution and for freedom and liberty, don't you know? These people who, you'd have, like I said, they got that muddy fucking elephant sitting on them, shoving them up to his ass, and they're still sitting there going, we just gotta give him a chance. Just gotta give him a chance. He's done so many things that nobody knows about. See, because he's secret operative, because he's going after that, what the hell they call it, shadow government. They call it the deep state. He's going after the deep state secretly, you see. And he's got all these moves planned out. And this thing with the over there where he's giving the Palestine sign over to the fucking Israelis, where he, supposedly only the president of the United States, recognized Israel as a state for the fucking world, and declared it. And that will be backed by your life and my life and the fortune of our country, which there ain't very much left of because these motherfuckers about stole everything that we own. Cohen said, according to the Post, and if you want, I'll get the transcripts. John Kelly, then the White House chief of staff, also criticized Trump at the time, according to the Post. You have to fix this. He said, this guy's giving orders to the president or the prospective president? He said, you were supporting white supremacists. You have to go back out and correct this. Well, yeah, he needs those white supremacists. He'll lie to any fucking buddy. He'll go, I mean, reminds me of like on Outlaw Josie Wells, the guy that's running what the hell, the little barge thing that crosses the river there, the river crossing there, and when Josie Wells and the kid comes up shot, you know, and he says you got to learn to whistle Dixie and sing the battle hymn of the Republic with equal enthusiasm, which he does as he's pulling them across, and when he's coming back, the Union Army's waiting, he starts singing the battle hymn of the Republic. That's Trump. That's Trump. Except don't never think that he doesn't love his people. And don't never forget who his people are. Oi. They are the fucking Zionist Jews. He's a fucking Zionist Jew. And he's a fucking, I mean, I don't know. He might be a naturalized citizen of this country, but he isn't a goddamn natural born citizen of this country. He's a goddamn traitor. I mean, this son of a bitch, I never seen, well, I don't know. You know, you're talking WWF wrestling. It's just like what the big debate coming up. Oh, this has got to be good. I mean, fucking, they're got a $25,000 thing up, for you to go and you type in what you think the outcome of the debate's going to be and how it's going to work out. And you could win $25,000. They're not desperate to get people to vote now, guys. People aren't saying fuck this shit. And they are, and they've got, I mean, they really made a big point today to say that, you know, we've got all the Republican voters are out there and all the Democratic voters out there. The whole 12%? Is that what you got out? You got the whole 12% out there? And I think that's why all this crazy shit's going on. Because they can, I mean, who in the fuck would go out there and vote for either one of these fucking clowns? Trump has proved that he fucking handed this country, how fuck he handed Netanyahu the key to the White House. I mean, god damn it, man. What do you need? And I mean, even a silly ass, unless you go with the Judeo-Christians, they're Judeo-Christians. They're too fucking stupid to be breathing the same air I am. But you go for the rest of the country, you go for the people that were just wanting to, you know, god damn, if we could get rid of all these fucking illegal aliens, we'd have it made, and we woulda. I mean, that was quite a temptation. But if you fucking, you know, you stand back and you look at this son of a bitch, he is a fucking actor. Just like Ronald Reagan. I mean, that's who they keep comparing him to. We ain't had a president like this since Ronald Reagan. Ooh, an actor. An actor that, you know, he can play the part for any fucking audience. Oh, we're over here, these guys here, you know, we got some white supremacists out there that fucking don't like the fucking Zionist Jews, or you got just some fucking awake people out there who don't like the Zionist Jews, but they're still stupid enough to put the dunce hat on. That's what I just can't figure it. How can you be so fucking stupid? I'll tell you how, because you grew up as a Mason. People don't realize this is a country of 300 fucking million. And they're, you know, the Masons, they have the numbers. I mean, that's why he goes to these specific places. And just like they bust in on the other side, on the communist side, they bust in the people to burn down the cities, like Portland and Seattle and New York and, wherever they, you know, George Soros sends them. You know, he's the same. The Masons are called out, the good old boys, right down to the ones who just fucking joined. Put your goddamn red hat on and show up. You do what you're fucking told. And you get to enjoy an elevated position. You get to enjoy a higher right in this oligarchy, because that's what this fucking is. This is fucking corporate aristocracy by definition, being run as in the guise of a corporation that can't exist because it breaks the fucking law that the country was created on. I don't know where in the hell to go with this. Trump's anti-Semitic son of a bitch. We'll just leave it at that. And maybe I can get that license plate if John hurries up and moves down to Florida. We're going to take a break.
Take your break. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, co-host Henry Shively. And it is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou. You know, I was thinking, John, I was thinking that, well, what if a guy got a mask and put on it, fuck Israel? Now, would they try to tell you to take the mask off? That being said, it's time for the tactical report, and it's time for you to listen to my brother, JD, U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. John, you have the floor.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much. I may have to make one of those up just to try it out, and I'm sure what'll happen is I'll be told to take it off, and then I'll get beaten up by the cops for taking it off, and then I'll be charged with anti-Semitism for putting it back on. You bet. All right, let's get moving here. I am Gandhi, U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Thor's Day. That does come from the Nordic theology of their gods, Thor and Odin and Frey and Freya. You know, again, I mentioned this before. I got to do a little history, a little research into, well, how the hell did they become the names of our days of the week? That I don't know about. I just know about the word etymology. I'm not sure how the hell it got implemented. So I'm going to look that up sometime, and I'll pass it on to you once I have a chance to do that. All right, it is September 24th. Can you believe it? Almost the end of September already, 2020. It is 1540 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:40 to all you civilians out there and to all the retards who can't wait to vote because Trump's going to make everything better if we can just get him back in there. Mickey's little hand is just past the three, and his big hand is up near the thing that looks like a little snowman. That would be the number 8. Because, of course, in what do they call that? Oh, Common Core Mathematics. Well, an 8 doesn't always have to be the number 8 now, does it? It doesn't have to be 8 of something to be the number 8. And, you know, because, well, I don't know, they come out with some weird justification for the kind of math they do. And it's all about, what was the word? Oh, general consensus. That's right. That was what they were trying to teach under Common Core. It's not about facts. It's not about the mathematical reality. It's about general consensus. So if 2 plus 2 equals 8, it's because that was the general consensus. So you might want to check your watch and see if the hand's on the 2 or the 4 or 5 or whatever it is. But trust me, the 8's the thing that looks like a little snowman. Going on. Henry had mentioned we were talking at the top of the hour. Oh, by the way, real quick, I did build one of those Star Trek transporter-type devices during the radio break there. So I did move down to Florida, and I tried to get one of those license plates, and apparently they're not out yet. So maybe I'll try beaming down there in a week or two, and I'll try again to see if I can get myself my very own JD U.S. Marine. JD stands with Israel. You bet. All right, let's get moving. Let's find out what Israel. A little bit of a history lesson. Now, I've covered this before, and I'm going to cover it again. And you know why? Because repetition is the mother of learning, isn't it? United Nations partition plan for Palestine was proposed by the United Nations, which was recommended by a partition of mandatory Palestine. Excuse me. And that's a whole conversation in itself. What did they call mandatory Palestine? I love that phrase. That's actually what they called Palestine at one point, mandatory Palestine. Anyway, this is recommended a partition of mandatory Palestine at the end of the British Mandate, which was really the Balfour Declaration. It was an extension of the Balfour Declaration, if I remember right. On November 29th, 1947, the UN General Assembly adopted the plan as UNGAR, United Nations General Assembly Resolution 181. Now, what's the problem with this? Well, number one, the United Nations was created by the Rockefellers. They donated the grounds. They donated the money to build the UN building. They helped create the architecture that became what we call the United Nations. So it was created as an advisory agency, and nowhere does it have supranational powers. The UN agency has no powers whatsoever, certainly not supranational powers, where it has powers over all other nations. So where the fuck did the UN get the idea that it has the power to take away someone's country called Palestine and just give it to somebody else, a completely different power, right? These are two different powers. First, you have to have the power to take away somebody's country, which they declared they did, then you have to have the power to be able to just give it to any group of people you designate. Where the hell did the UN get this supranational power? Oh, that's right. It doesn't have it. That's why Israel is not a country. It is an occupying force that occupies a country called Palestine. What is Israel? Israel is and was created by the Rothschilds. This is their terrorist. This is their armed wing for the New World Order, for global Zionism. That's what it was created for. The reason they wanted to give it statehood is because it then gets the immunities and impunities of a sovereign nation. That is, it can wage war with other nations under the guise of being its own nation with no recriminations, because it's just a nation defending itself. These are people that have been prosecuted through all of history. Oh, please shed a tear for them. Please, I wish this was a video right now, because, you know, you would see me with the eyedroppers dropping liquid at the corners of my eye, you know, because I can't really shed a real tear for them, of course. So I'm going to fake it. I would just actually use an eyedropper and put a whole bunch of tears in my eye with my head tipped up looking at the ceiling, and then when I look at the camera and my eyes are perpendicular to the ground, my face is perpendicular to the ground, you would see the tears rolling off my face for them, because they've been prosecuted over and over and over. They've been victimized throughout all of history. Not that they deserve it. Don't think that. That's more that conspiracy theory. And we don't allow that here on this radio show. Not for an instant. Not one bit. So anyway, going on, talking about the facts that are at hand, and you can find this over in Commipedia, Wikipedia. It talks about how it was created by Resolution 181. But it doesn't explain, well, the UN was an advisory agency. It has no supranational powers. It has no powers to unseat a people from its countries, and it certainly has no powers to put other people into a country. So how is it that Israel is a legitimate country? Oh, that's right, it's not. Anyway, I just wanted to remind people that. Oh, and then the other thing Henry was mentioning in that article. Now, Henry didn't write the article. He was just reading it. But they talked about how it's anti-Semitic. Well, a Semite is someone of Arab descent. Now, supposedly, the biblical Jews, and again, there were no such thing as biblical Jews, the biblical Jews were correctly called Hebrews. The word Jew did not exist in the Bible. Now, the people who lived in a place called Judea, and this was the little wordplay that they did, the Zionists did, they picked the wordplay Judea, not thinking or understanding that when the people hear the word Jew and they've heard the word Judea, they would just automatically assume this was a biblical term. No, it is not. The word Jew did not come into existence until circa 1850. Well, long after the writing of the Bible, or supposedly the writing of the Bible, or some version of the Bible, the biblical so-called Jews were called Hebrews, and they are of Arab descent, but as far as being a percentage of today's Jewish population, they only constitute approximately 10% of the global Jews, and they call them Sephardic Jews, and they do so in a denigrating tone. The other Jews, the Jews that we call Jews, J-E-W, they're actually Ashkenazi Jews. They are descended from Khazaria, and they are Turk-Mongolian. They are not Arab descent. So even the phrase, the word anti-Semitic, is another lie. It's a complete lie. When they talk about the biblical Jews and their biblical homeland, that is a complete lie. There is no such thing as a biblical Jew homeland. The Jews that are referred to in the Bible were called Hebrews, not Jews, because the word Jew didn't even exist. Just a little bit of history there to help straighten out some of those intellectual thorns you may be struggling with from time to time. Going on. Now that I got that in there, let's take a quick fly over the international markets here, the financial markets, that fraud, that con, that mechanism of wealth transfer. And we got gold, which has had another smackdown today. It is currently at $1,864 an ounce. It was as low as 1848. It did bounce back a little bit. And then silver's at $22.91 an ounce. And again, we understand that this is nothing but pure market manipulation. Remember, in all these markets, these financial markets, anything with an underlying asset, there are always two markets. Number one is the actual asset or commodity, the physical commodity. And then there is the paper market, which is sometimes completely separate and completely detached from the reality of the commodity or the physical market. Case in point, gold and silver. The gold market is wholly disconnected from the paper market, which can process sometimes 100 million ounces in a matter of seconds. And I forget what the total global supply is, but it sometimes pushes out or processes a sell order for a year's worth of entire global production of gold in a few seconds. And in reality, that would never, ever happen. It's mathematically impossible that one person would control an entire year's worth of gold supply that they would try and sell it in a matter of seconds. That would never happen, people. But under a price suppression mechanism, that happens quite a bit. In fact, it happens about once a day, typically about 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, just as the London markets are closing. No coincidence there. But this is an opportunity when they suppress the price like this, when they do a smackdown on the price of gold and silver like this, that's another opportunity for people who are awake and understand that our currencies are going to hyperinflate, they are going to become worthless, and while they still have some purchasing power, you convert it into something which will retain that purchasing power even in a time of hyperinflation, and that's gold and silver. So this is another chance for you to go out there and buy some of that gold, or as silver is sometimes called, the poor man's gold, because at $22 or $23 an ounce, that's not terrible. And again, by the time you get it, it's going to cost you $30, $31 an ounce by the time you get to London with delivery and the intermediary markup and so forth. So whatever the spot market is, you never get it at the spot market. You can typically add 30 to 80 or even 100% of that price before you would have the physical in your hand. That's true for silver. For gold, the markup between the spot price and in your hand price is typically $100 to $200 an ounce. But it's still an opportunity to do something with that currency if you have the desire to lock it up in some form that will retain its purchasing power a year, 2 years, 5 years from now, pretty much the rest of your life, really. Going on, over in the fraud called the major market indicators, we got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's up 25 points at 26,000. 788. The U.S. dollar index, remember, there is no such thing as a U.S. dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note, which is a Zionist certificate of enslavement, and it is created by the Federal Reserve, which is a private banking cartel created by the international communists for the purpose of instituting international communism around the globe. That's what it's for. That's one of the main reasons it's the global reserve currency, because the bank in and of itself was created by the international communists. Well, right now the U.S. dollar index is at 94%, and all that tells you is that compared to the other currencies, it's devaluing slightly quicker than the other ones, not much, but slightly quicker. It is not a measure of purchasing power. It only tells you that in comparison to the basket of six other currencies that it's measured against, they're all losing their value pretty much equally. It's like having a car and all four tires are leaking air, but they're doing so at about equally. So the whole car is just dropping down equally in its height from the to the ground because the tires are slowly going flat. Going on, crude oil is at $40.11 a barrel on the New York spot market. And for those people who dabble in cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin is up a whopping $410 today at $10,673. And again, money would never do that. Even currency doesn't fluctuate that much. What does fluctuate that much? Oh, that's right. Gambling devices, gambling apparatuses, gambling schemes, they can fluctuate a lot in a single day, which is exactly what you see with these cryptocurrencies. We've got Ethereum, which is another cryptocurrency. It's not nearly as well accepted or known as Bitcoin, but it's certainly out there, and that's currently at $346 at $25 at a $25 increase for today alone. Going on. Now, this is an interesting video. I'm going to send Henry the link for it. I'm going to send Henry the link for it in just a little bit. And this is, again, a Peter Schiff video, and it's called 2020 Economic Crash Predictions with Peter Schiff. 2020 Economic Crash Predictions with Peter Schiff. Now, what's interesting is he doesn't go into the fine detail that sometimes he will do. Instead, he talks about the extreme generalities and explains the mechanism by which hyperinflation is coming. It must come. There is no alternative. It will happen. And he makes that absolutely clear, but he explains why it has to happen. Why is there no way around the coming economic crash that this country is about to experience in its currency and financial system, and that the world is going to experience as well? He talks about that. It's a really great video, especially if you're not really well, let's just say, educated, or you haven't done a lot of research on this particular subject. Why is this currency system that we call the U.S. dollar, why do people call it a fraud? Why is it going to crash? And why is it that there's no way to avoid that crash? Well, this actually talks about that quite a bit in detail, and he makes it absolutely clear. We are going to have hyperinflation at some point, and he also admits, by his predictions, we should have had hyperinflation already, and it's surprising to him, as many others, including me, that we haven't had the hyperinflation yet. Now, there are some reasons for that, and I think maybe I'll go into that tomorrow, but he doesn't discuss that, but he does discuss just the basic nature of why our financial system is a fraud, is a kind of monetary system, and why it's going to crash. And if you want to understand some of the mechanisms behind it, in general terms, you don't have to have a degree or even a deep amount of knowledgeable insight into our financial system to understand this, this will be helpful to you. So I'm going to send that to Henry in a little bit. Going on. Now, here was what I was talking about with the Florida license plates. Over in Before It's News. Florida to issue Florida Stands with Israel license plates. Now, this guy, and it says here, I'm going to read the first paragraph. Governor Ron DeSantis is a great friend to Israel and the Jewish people, just like Herr Trump. He is also perhaps the best governor in America. Obviously, you have some fucking troll writing this, and it is a troll, Pamela Geller. You know, Pamela Geller is what you call a Zionist or an Israeli troll. And in fact, she's so filthy, she makes an actual filthy, dirty, disease-ridden prostitute whore look clean and fucking saint-like. That is how filthy she is from head to toe. But she goes on, you know, extolling this Florida governor because he's going to actually enact a bill that says they're going to be able to get license plates that will have on it, Florida Stands with Israel. So anyway, it says, he is also perhaps the best governor in America, contrary to what the enemy press says. Oh, the enemy press. You see, if you contradict anything about Israel, you're the enemy. Do you get that, people? Do you understand that? If you do not go along with what they want, you are the enemy. If you don't submit to them, you're the enemy. If you don't send them your country's riches and spoils, you're the enemy. If you don't kowtow to them, you're the enemy. If you don't send them your latest and greatest military hardware, you're the enemy. Do you see what's going on here? This is the Zionist Jew trolls hard at work, because everybody is the enemy that doesn't support them outright. It says DeSantis will play a significant role in helping the POTUS, that's the President of the United States, to win Florida in November. No, he won't. Israel will. He will almost certainly take a run at the presidency in 2024. So there you go, people. There's where you see why the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is going to make sure that they actually get put on license plate, this terrorist organization called Israel, because I just reminded you, why there is no country of Israel, and that Israel is, in fact, a global terrorist network. That's all it is. And here you have the governor of Florida. The governor of Florida lionizing a global terrorist network to the extent that he's going to make sure their license plates, or you can get at least their license plate, a Florida license plate that says Florida Stands with Israel, because he intends to take a run at the presidency in 2024. So he's getting in his favors, his kudos with the friggin' Jews right now. Anyway, we'll get back to that story as it develops. Like I said, I built, during the radio break there, I built a Enterprise-type transporter system. I beamed down to Florida real quick and tried to get one of the license plates for me and Henry, and did just not avail yet, so maybe we'll try in a couple of weeks. Going on, over in Breitbart. Vote-by-mail cheating begins. Well, first off, let's straighten this out. Vote-by-mail cheating has begun since the beginning of vote-by-mailing. As soon as there was vote-by-mailing, you could be damn sure the cheating started. I love how they make it sound like it just happened now. No, it didn't happen before. Never before. No, there was no cheating by mail ever before in the history of all mankind. It just started with the beginning of this article. Yeah. So right off the bat, the article's wrong. But then again, Breitbart also used to have a little advertisement up there so that you could stand with Michelle Obama. You could send her thank you cards, and you could send her some money to support her presidential or political potential at running. Oh, yeah, they used to have it right here on Breitbart. Anyway, vote-by-mail cheating begins. U.S. attorney, military ballots cast for Trump found discarded in Pennsylvania. Say it isn't so. You know, if me and Henry were just a little smarter, I think me and Henry might have taken a guess that something like this would have happened. Oh, wait. We did! In fact, we told you for sure, with 100% certainty, this is the kind of bullshit cheating that's going to happen with mail-in ballots. Now, of course, some of the ballots will be allowed to be processed, but of course that's going to be the secret ballots that Henry's talks about all the time, where all the information related to you is on the envelope of the ballot, and on the ballot is just the information about the candidate, and once they take the ballot out of the envelope and they throw the envelope away and they have the ballot over in another box, there's no way to actually determine if that ballot, the one they're counting, actually came out of your envelope or not. Shh, it's a secret ballot. Anyway, let's let the cheating begin. All right, one last thing here. Oh, two last things. All right, I love this. I covered it yesterday, but I wanted to mention it one more time, and there's a reason why. You'll see in a second. Going on over in Cryptagon. J.P. Morgan to pay record $1 billion settlement over precious metals treasury manipulation. Now, wait a minute. Think about that for a second. Even when you get a speeding ticket, however ridiculous it is, what does it typically cost you? You know, $300 or $400? You know, you get caught drunk driving. It's the second time. You're going to get $1,000 or $2,000 fine, and you may actually have to go sit in jail for, 2 months or something like that in Jersey. It's a mandatory jail sentence now, the second time you get caught DUI. Well, here it is. Now think about the size of this settlement. $1 billion. That's the settlement. That means the actual amount they first started telling J.P. Morgan they had to pay was way higher, or was certainly higher, which tells you, wait a minute, what the fuck was the size of the crime? If the settlement argument brought it down to $1 billion, that means the crime had to be way bigger than that, or at least even the arguments about how much they were going to pay for a settlement was certainly bigger than that until they whittled it down. The lawyers got together from both sides, gave each other a little winks of the eye, checks were fucking made out and put in their suitcases, and then everybody got to go home. But nobody went to jail. Now, did they? And you had $1 billion crime here. And you didn't even have somebody sit in prison for what? 24 hours? How about 12 hours? How about 12 fucking minutes? Nope, not a one, people. And let's see what this says here in the opening paragraph. It's also over in Zero Hedge. Last week, we reported that as Deutsche Bank's infamous gold manipulator and spoofer, and currently star witness for the prosecution in a massive case, it says targeting, I think they meant to say targeting, precious metals manipulation, David Liu, admitted spoofing was so commonplace, I figured it was okay. No, that's bullshit. He knew it wasn't okay. You know when you're committing a crime, because to get your trader's license, you go through all this training, you have to take written tests, and one of the things they do in those tests and part of your license is they make sure you understand that spoofing, as he calls it, is a crime, and what constitutes trading crimes and financial crimes and manipulation, and what are manipulation crimes and all that. They make sure you understand that pretty darn clearly. There is no, I thought it was okay. Bullshit. Well, it wasn't okay, but since everyone else was doing it, we can see why Lou was confused. No, he wasn't confused at all. What he was caught. Now, I mentioned Deutsche Bank, because Deutsche Bank is the linchpin of the European system. And the reason I bring this up is because remember what sparked all this? Remember going back, and can you recall back 8, 9 months ago now, 10 months ago? There was that little thing, what was it called? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeffrey Epstein. Remember that? Oh, I know, it's so long ago. It sounds like something you can remember, like when you were 3 years old, you can almost remember it, just not quite. The memory's almost kind of there. It's really hazy, and you got to think about it a little bit. Remember all that? Jeffrey Epstein, the human trafficking, the pedophilia, the drugs, the money, and, of course, the Epstein Fantasy Island. Remember all that? And the Lolita Express? And then what happened? Well, Epstein got caught. That got into the major news. And then the very next thing that happened was, oh, that's right, the Trump impeachment proceedings. Because this required what's called a presidential level event for news distraction. It's a PLE, presidential level event. That's what it took. But the problem was, nobody really cared. It fell apart on them. So after Nancy Pelosi finally got them impeachment proceedings, remember that? She sat on him for a whole month. Remember, just sat on him and still hasn't explained why. Why did you take over a month once you got the impeachment proceedings? Why didn't you walk it over to the Senate for prosecution? She still hasn't explained that. Oh, that's right, because they had to run the clock down. They weren't ready yet with the next distraction theater. So she takes her time, and they're talking about it the whole time. Then they finally start it, and then they find out people were not willing to even turn off a rerun of Gilligan's Island to turn into the impeachment proceedings. So now they needed something a bit more direct, in your face, something more threatening to you and your family. Oh, exit or enter stage left. Nothing like a good old pandemic to get you good and riled up and scared, is there? Now, they had to make something up about, well, it came out of Wuhan, China. You know, the very fucking place that Fauci, the Secretary General of Health or whatever they call him. I forget his exact title. But he was the one that sent $3.4 million to that very lab to work on that very virus. Remember that? No, of course you don't. That was too long ago. But that's what did happen. And, of course, that got people scared, and they ran that up all the way into the summer. But you know what? That started to wane when people quickly figured out there is no fucking pandemic, that the pandemic, the epidemic, COVID-19, is a political emergency, not a medical one. So what started? Oh, that's right. We've got to protest police abuse because another black man got killed by cops because, you know, the cops never kill anybody but another black man. It's not that the white people get fucking beat up and killed at a rate of about 5 to 1. That's what they don't ever admit. They never tell you about that. How many white people do the fucking cops abuse, lie about, cheat, steal from, and, of course, kill? Well, they never talk about that because, according to them, not one. You know, in a country of 315 million where 80% of the population is still white, not one. Not one of those fucking victims is ever white. It's just one of them black people. So they stepped up with the riots and the protests to stop police abuse. Remember that? Well, that started to fall apart, and then they realized, wait a minute, we can't have people protesting the police because the communists need them as their oppression force in the country here. They can't get rid of the cops because the cops are the communist oppressors. They need them in here to do the foot soldier work. So we can't get rid of the cops. So what did they do? Oh, no, that's right. They quickly hijacked it and converted it into a race issue. This is about the blacks being victimized. Yeah, you know, like the Jews. That's right. They took a page straight from fucking Israel's How to Be a Victim page and play it up. And that's what we've been going through, people. Now, all of that is starting to fall to the wayside. So what's coming up? Oh, let's see here. Oh, that's right. There's another pandemic, a bigger, badder pandemic. Because Bill Gates told us, and I had the video up there, he told us right to our face, seems like people aren't taking COVID-19 seriously, so they're going to pick, and he did use that word, they're going to pick another pathogen, they're going to pick another disease that is far more lethal. That's what Bill Gates said, him and his boyfriend there, his boyfriend wife, who then got that Cheshire cat grin on their face just as soon as they got done saying it. Well, let's see what we got here. Also over in Zero Hedge and in the Colbert Report. The pandemic is a test run. It says the death cults, and that's the Zionist Jews, that terrorist organization called Israel, the death cult that wants to suppress humanity has issued their warning. The lockdown of the world in the name of global scandemic is not the end of this madness. It is only the beginning. You bet. Because now, remember Ghislaine Maxwell? That's the one that actually brought Jeffrey Epstein into the human trafficking, not the other way around. Well, they still got her in jail, and now the judges have repeatedly demanded that the flight logs to Epstein Island, to Fantasy Island, be released with everybody's name on it. Not redacted versions, not part of the flight logs. The entire flight log is to be released for public information. Ooh, there are people running scared right now. Their assholes are clenched so tight they could hold a sewing needle with it. That's right, people, because remember who Jeffrey Epstein was exposing. Prince Andrew from Buckingham Palace to the Clintons in the White House and every scumbag in between. They can't have that. As Snape said to Harry Potter and Ron Weasley, you risked exposing our world. And they can't have that, people. They will start a world war and drop nuclear bombs in other countries before they allow exposure of their world. They will eliminate a quarter to one half of all humanity just to protect their secrets. Forget the fact that they want to eliminate populations anyway. Nope, just to protect their secrets, they would start a nuclear war. So you can be damn sure they are willing to release a real pandemic. Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand it back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother. Yeah, come on up.
Yeah, you know, brother, J.P. Morgan and that billion-dollar settlement on this gold bullshit. The CEO is still Jamie Dimon. That piece of shit. All he's doing is paying himself. I mean, this whole fucking billion dollar settlement is nothing but a fucking three card money. They're just putting money back into their pockets. It's just another way to con the Americans out of another billion. I mean, they're just paying themselves. It's total bullshit. The lawyers that won the case, they're in. There's a little thing called a kickback. They're going to just kick it back to Jamie Dimon's pocket, man. That's all this shit is.
Oh, absolutely. No, you know, I forgot to mention, the reason I mentioned Deutsche Bank is because Deutsche Bank was at the center of the money laundering by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. I forgot to mention it. That's why I was bringing that up. So thank you for reminding me of that, Mark. And also, Mark's correct. Remember when 2008, 2009, we had the congressional hearings about the implosion of the financial system, and they brought Jamie Dimon into a congressional hearing, and what did he do? Oh, that's right. He put his elbows up on the table, and he wore a short-sleeved jacket over his long-sleeved shirt, and his cufflinks were the presidential cufflinks that had been personally given to him. I forget who, I think it was Bush had given them to him, and he was tapping them. As they're questioning him, he's tapping on them, and of course they immediately start kissing his ass rather than say, hey, you know what, you're a fucking criminal, how about you answer some questions about your criminality? And he's still there, as Mark just indicated.
Yeah, he was appointed in 2005. That son of a bitch has been there since 2005, man. He's one of the biggest crooks on the fucking planet. I mean, and just one more point. We had this young lady get arrested that Mary put up today for not wearing a goddamn mask. And here's Jamie Dimon ripping out the public for out of billions of dollars, and he's walking, you know. And here's a woman getting arrested for not wearing a fucking mask. Talk about upside down, man. This third world country we've gone. This America is probably one of the worst, probably the worst country on the planet.
Well, as Henry has said, we would make a banana republic blush.
It's unbelievable. I mean, just every day, now it's becoming, well, I mean, I hate to use the word, but comical. I mean, it's just, all you can really do is laugh. Everything is so ridiculous. It's a goddamn cartoon.
We are in bizarro world for sure.
Yeah,
all right,
show,
so anyway,
baby.
Unless there's any other questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, Henry Shively.
Hey, John, excellent report. You know, and I've been thinking about this mask thing. You know, how would it be? I mean, you'd never get the chicken shits in this goddamn country to do it. But how would it be if everybody did throw on a mask with a political message on it? Like, you know, Trump is Netanyahu's bitch. Trump's been to Epstein's fucking island. I mean, you know, just shit they don't want out there. And just put it on that fucking mask and wear it in. And what are they going to tell you to take it off? Think about it.
That's a damn good idea, man. Write something on the mask. That's a damn good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you didn't want to, you know, if it was a lady, it didn't want, you know, any profanity or anything. You at least put the fifth article, you know, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And this ain't it. You know, I mean, you could put all kinds of shit on it, man. All the ones that, you know, that Donald Trump put his arm around Epstein just before he went to rape a young girl at his fucking island. I mean, just you could put shit. Wait. Hey, what are they going to do?
They can't do shit. I can't wait to see what the judge is going to do when this young lady goes up in front of him to answer for this fucking arrest. I mean, what the fuck? Is this judge going to actually do something? I mean...
Oh, yeah, they don't care. There is no law, Mark. There is no law. If there was, all these fucking CEOs pretending to be goddamn governors and mayors and what might have you, they'd all be in fucking jail. I mean, the Pennsylvania, even in their admiralty, you know, they've said that it's unconstitutional. No, it's fucking a violation of the fucking procedural due process of the individual free American nationals, what the fuck it is. And you put that on a mask. This mask represents a violation of this free American nationals' right to procedural due process. This is a crime. I mean, goddamn, the things you could put on them masks. And then see how they like you wearing the mask. Well, then watch them go to, like, only the M95 will stop it, and it has to be. And you can't put nothing on it there because it'll let the virus through. I could just love to hear the argument. But you'd have to have a lot of people fucking do it. But, man, would that be cool or what?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would. Anyways, I want to say to the 870,000 Americans who filed for first-time unemployment benefits this week, welcome to the jungle. Never thought it existed, did you? Now you're down here with the rest of us. That being the case, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, if you're going to do anything, I mean, this is the most, I mean, this is takes no fucking courage. It takes just the tiniest, but maybe you have a smidgen of courage and you know what the fuck's going on in this goddamn country. And just make yourself not a traitor. Go unregister to vote. Refuse to participate in this fucking absolute fraud and violation of the highest law in this fucking land. The violation of yours and my rights. Just do it. That is the word from the trenches.
Take care,
man. I don't know what you did, John, but when you started talking about Epstein, my tower just. So I'm going to have to push the button with this thing here to head out. If I can find it. There we are.